High water and debris buildup has caused Lock and Dam 4 near Alma to close to commercial and recreational traffic and will be for at least several days. Three lock and dams in the Twin Cities have also been closed since last week and could reopen as early as Monday. Tributary runoff and rain are expected to keep the Mississippi River rising, which makes navigation dangerous. Kent Peeler is the operations officer at Brennan Marine in La Crosse. He says the river shipping industry can bounce back if lock and dams are closed for a few days, but any more than that can increase costs.
With this longer-term duration, the impacts are exports, imports, world markets. The farmers lose that world market access.
For example, if Japan wants grain, but they can't get it because lock and dams are closed, they'll go elsewhere. Right now, huge quantities of fertilizer need to be moved on the Mississippi River to farmers for planting season. Also, power plants are relying on barges to deliver fuel. Peeler says finding alternative transportation is costly.
The rail side, you need 15 rail cars per one single barge. Truck, you need 59 trucks. If you find that additional capacity, you increase your cost. You increase overall fuel consumption.
Further south, dams between Trempealeau and Genoa are seeing water levels a couple feet below closure level. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.